Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are at Sheni of Vayachol Pekudei. It's a doubleheader. Vayomer Moshe ben Yisrael, Ru'u kara Hashem b'shem Betzal ben Uri ben Chor l'mata Yehuda. And Moshe said to the Bnei Yisrael, behold, Hashem called Betzal ben Uri ben Chor by name of the tribe of Yehuda. Rashi says, Chor is the son of Miriam. V'yimale oso ruach Elokim bechochma bisvuna uvedas v'chol malacha. And he has filled him with a godly spirit, with chochma, with svuna, and das. We'd say wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. The concept of a chochma is an idea. Svuna is building an idea, one idea after the other. And das means literally connecting the different pieces together, the vision to vision and concepts to details, uvechol malacha and all other types of work. V'lachshov machshavos lasos bezahav uvachesef uvanechoshes, and to think thoughts. The Targum says to do umnin means to have skilled work, to perform skilled work with gold, with silver, and with copper. Ubacharoshes even lamalos, ubacharoshes eitzla, sos uchomalak machashavis. Cut fine stones, as Unkla says, and to do carpentry, again as Unkla says, all types of skilled labor. Ulahoros nasan belibo, hu vohaliav ben achisamach lamatidan. And Hashem gave him the ability also to teach, following Rashbam, to teach, he gave in his heart. Him and Ohaliav, son of Achisamach from the tribe of Dan. Rashi comments that we have Yehuda, who is the most princely of tribes, and Dan, who is the last of the youngest of the tribes of the Shvachos, of the ones who were the maidservants. And it doesn't make a difference. Whether you're from this birth or that birth, everybody has a place. They're placed on equal footing. And they all have a part in the Mishkan, and truth of parentheses, and in life as well. Everybody has their place and can take one of the most important roles. It doesn't make a difference of a person's birth. Milo sam chokhmas lev lasos komaleches charash vechoshev verokim betchelis v'argma v'solas hashani v'shesh v'oreg v'osei kol malacha vechoshve machshavos. And they were filled with the wisdom of heart to do all of this skilled labor, weaving and stitching and needle pointing with blue-green colored wool and purple colored wool and crimson colored wool, linen, and to weave, to do all of the skilled work and design. Ben Ezra explains that Hashem filled them with working knowledge to do all of the different types of artistry, because though you have different people who specialize in different things, but usually you don't have one person who does all of it. Hashem made them able to do all of that. V'yasav etzal v'ohaliv v'chol ish chacham lev asher nasan Hashem chochmo svuna behema ladas la'asos es kol malachas avodas ha'kodesh l'chol asher tziva Hashem. And Bezalel and Ohaliv and all of the men who Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Chachma and Svuna in order to know how to do all of the different skilled labor of this holy work, to do all that Hashem had commanded them. Like Ramosha, El Bezalel, Ve Ohaliv, Ve El Kol, Ish Chacham Lev, Asher Nasan Hashem Chachma Belibo, and Moshe called Bezalel and Ohaliav and all of these skilled labored men that Hashem gave them the ability in their hearts to, and all of them stepped forth and volunteered to come do the work to complete it. Pasag adds to do it even as more people are volunteering materials. Echu milifnei Moshe es kol atshuma asher heviu b'nei Yisrael melechas avodas hakodesh la'asososa v'em heviu elav od nedava baboker baboker. And they took from before Moshe all of the donations that were brought by B'nai Yisrael to build this holy work and to make it. They brought him more every day. V'yavo kol hachachamim ha'osim kol melechas hakodesh ish ish min melechto asher hem ha'osim. And all of the skilled, wise laborers from all of the different types of holy labor that would be needed, each person from their type of work that they did. Vayomer el Moshe lemor marbim ha'am lehavi midi avoda lemalacha asher tziva Hashem lasososa. And they said to Moshe, the nation has surpassed to bring what we need to do the work that Hashem has commanded us. Vayitzav Moshe vayaviru kol b'machne lemor ish ish al yasu od malacha l'estrumas kodesh v'yikale ha'am mehevi. Commanded that they spread the message throughout the camp to say, men and women, do not do any more work for the donations for the holy, and the nation stopped bringing. Sforno notes that the word malacha is used over here, that instead of actions, rather that they were still spinning threads and wood finishing, woodworking, and hide tanning. And Moshe said, please stop doing this work of preparing these materials to be brought in. But they did not stop collecting the money, as we know. As an aside, you know, whenever you do contracting, there's always some overage. For hamalacha haisadayim, all hamalacha la sososa fuhuser. The work was enough for all of the work that was needed to be done, and there was even extra left over. V'yasu kol chacham leiv ba'osim hamalacha es hamishkan eser yirios sheish mosar ascheles v'argaman v'solos shanei kruvim maseh choshev ad asaosa. And all of those wise of heart in doing the malacha and doing the skilled labor for the Mishkan created the 10 yirios, woven linen, blue, green wool, and purple wool, and crimson wool, making the kruvim, which were woven to them. Erech ha-yirios, achas shmona v'esrim ba'ama v'rochav arba ba'ama ha-yiria ha-echas mida achas l'chol ha-yiria. Each one of these curtains, these yirios, was 18 ama long and 4 ama wide. V'chaber es chamesh yirios achas al chas v'chamesh yirios chiber achas el echas. And they connected 5 yirios, one to another, and 5 yirios, one to another. Yas lulos tcheles al sfas ha-yiria ha-achas mikatsa b'machbares, ken ase b'sfas ha-yiria ha-kitzona b'machbares ha-shenis. And they made ties of tcheles on the edge of one of the yirios at the end, where it becomes connected, and they did the same on the edge of the extreme other curtain. Chamishim lulaos asa b'yiria ha'echas v'chamishim lulaos asa b'kseh ha'yiria asher b'machberes ha'shenis magbilos halulaos achas el echas. And 50 of these ties were made on one of the yirios and 50 on the edge of the other one as they were connected to the second one, paralleling each one of these ties one to another. Vayas chamishim karse zahav v'yichaber es ha-yirios ha-echas el ha-achas b'karasim v'hi ha-mishkan echad. And they took the gold fasteners and connected the curtains one to another, so it became one mishkan. Vayas yirios la-ohel al ha-mishkan ashteya esrei yirios aser osam. And they made cloths of goat hair to cover over the Mishkan. 12 of these cloths were constructed. Orech ha-yiria ha-achas shloshim ba'ama v'arba aba roch ha-yiria ha-echas mida achas la'ashtei esrei yirios. The length of each cloth was 30 amas and 4 amas wide. Each cloth was the same size for all 11 of these yirios. V'yichaber es chamesh ha-yirios levad es shesh ha-yirios levad. They will attach the 5 yirios by themselves, and then another 6 yirios again themselves. V'yas lulos chamishim asfas ha-yiria ha-kitzon v'machberes v'chamishim lulos ase asfas ha-yiria ha-choveres ha-shenes. And they made the 50 loops on the edge of one of these cloths, at the edge where it's connected, to the other one, and 50 of these loops on the second, so the second cloth where it will be connected to that previous cloth. V'yas karsei nechoshes chamishim lechaber es ha'ohel lehios echad. And they made the copper fasteners, 50 of them, to connect the ohel, so it'll all be one unit. V'yas michse le'ohel oros eli ma'adamim u'michse oros techashim milamala. And you will make a covering for the ohel made out of the hides of rams dyed red, and a cover of skins of the tachash will go above that.